What are we studying? What Anuvakam? Fifth Anuvakam. What is the fifth Anuvakam about? What did we learn last class? What is the fifth Anuvakam about? Omnipresence. Yes, omnipresence. Now, Bhavayacha Rudrayacha. So now this omnipresence, that is patent and latent. Omnipresence is only one. So from fifth Anuvakam onwards, only one nama, not two. Okay? So it is coming in the first. Namo Bhavayacha Rudrayacha. Now chant this mantra and then we'll start to the next. Okay. Now somebody said Namo Nilagrivayacha. The Namo Nilagrivayacha is down. Namo Nilag, not Namo. So you have to pay attention to those also. Okay, Namo Bhavayacha Rudrayacha. Now last week I talked about Bhava means the one who is present in all the places all the time. Rudrayacha means everything is present in him. You understand? What's the beauty of that is? Yes. Now what is latent? What is patent? What is patent is that you can see everybody, and but you don't see the God in them. Yeah, that is one, that is Bhavayacha, the one from whom everything is born, but in whom everything actually resides, Rudrayacha. We think that God is within everybody, but truly to understand that we are all in God is a very different feeling. You understand? Yes? Bhavayacha Rudrayacha means that. Bhavayacha means the one who is born in everybody. Rudrayacha means in which everybody is present. Sarvayacha Pashupatayacha. Sarva means the one who destroys the sins. And what is the sin? And Pashupatayacha. Pashupatayacha means the one who actually relieves you from the biggest sin, which is to be attached to something. Getting attached to the world. Pashu means the one which is attached. Pashupatayacha means the Lord who liberates you from that attachment. How many of you remember the donkey story? Yeah. What happened to the donkey? Oh, you are not there. Yes. No, only children. What happened to the donkey? Yes.
To wash his clothes.
Oh, so you don't need to go through the whole story, but what is the punchline of the donkey?
One day he didn't bring the rope, so he pretended to tie the rope and he pretended to untie the rope.
And then the donkey thought?
He really tied it.
He was really tied. And then even if you want him to move, the donkey
didn't
move. What did he have to do?
Untie.
That's it. Untie, really untie? Okay, very good. Now, by the way, I liked your PowerPoint slides. They were the best of all the people. Yeah? Last week. Who were you last week?
Bhakta Kannappa.
Bhakta Kannappa. Yes, beautiful story. Yes? Yeah. I also liked the picture. The legs are a little bit too long, but that's all. Okay, yes.
What were the details?
Yeah, no, that's okay. I thought you were asking a question about getting tied. Okay, so Sarvayacha Pashupatayacha. Nilagriva means? Nilagriva means, hello, come on, speak up. One with a blue throat. And Sipikantha means, Nilagriva, Sitikantha means?
White
throat. So, what is obvious is the blue color. That is the patent. White is? All colors are in it, latent. You understand the principle of how it is getting connected? How beautiful that is? This is the way you need to connect to Rudram. And kapardine cha. Kapardine means, kapardi means? Like big crown of hay. Kapardine cha. Vyuktakesha means? Again, same principle. Patent? Yeah, if you are bald head, everything is latent. Okay, you understand? Thing is, the potential is there, but it doesn't express. That is the point. Okay, siddhi kapardine cha vyuktakeshaya cha sahasrakshaya cha shatadhanvane cha. Sahasraksha means? Thousand eyes. Shatadhanvane means?
Hundreds of bows.
So, patent outside, sahasraksha, what you can see. Shatadhanvane means what you can imagine. What you can see is patent. What you can imagine is latent. Now you understand five suktas, how the patent and the latent of the one that is present. Of the one that is present. Okay, one more time. Girishaya cha sipivishtaya cha namo midhustamaya cha shumate cha namo hraswaya cha vamanaya cha namo brahate cha varshiyase cha namo vriddhaya cha samvriddhvane cha namo Girishaya cha. Now this next five beautiful yajus are going to expand on omnipresence in space. Omnipresence in space. Girishaya cha sipivishtaya cha. Let's look at the meaning of this in literal meaning. Where did you learn the word Girisha?
Girishanta.
Not Girisha. Where did you learn the word Girisha? One more time. Anvaka one. Yeah. What's the mantra? Sivena vachasa tva girisha cha vadamasi. Yes, that is where the girisha came. Now you see, when you listen to the words, you should be able to connect like that also. That's the mind of research. Research, it is already present. You are searching again. Girisha sivena vachasa tva girisha cha vadamasi. Girisha. 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 Girishanta. Giritra. All these beautiful giri, giri, giri. What does giri mean? Mountain. Giri means? Wisdom. Somebody said wisdom. Who said wisdom? Okay. Yeah. Girisha. Girisha means the one who is resident of the mountain. That is the literal meaning of it. Sipivishta means the one who is immanent in all the things. So, the one who is all-pervading and present in all things is called Vishnu. The one who is residing on the mountain is? Both present. Why in Rudram they are talking about Vishnu? Don't think like that. Yeah. There is nothing called this Vishnu-Shiva separation. Is only because of the stupidity of the mind. In reality, they are not separate. They are one and the same, expounded in many different ways. You understand? So it's nothing like only Vishnu. As like one fellow told me, Ratakum Satyam Param Brahma Purusham Krishna Pingalam. No, Narayana Suktam, it comes, Shiva comes. Somewhere Shiva comes. Then he said, why Shiva is mentioned in a Vishnu Suktam? He said, Narayana Suktam is nothing to do with Narayana, you are thinking. That is the stupidity of your head. Narayana doesn't nothing to do with what you think Narayana is. Similarly, Girisha is the one who is residing in the mountain, implied as Shiva, the one who is present in all the beings and all pervading is Vishnu, Sipi Vishta, present. Now, Midhushtamaya cha, Ishumate cha. So therefore, when you are chanting Midhushtamaya Cheshumate cha, cha plus e becomes che, sandhi, right? So Midhushtamaya cha, Ishumate cha, Midhushta, Midhushtama. Where is Midhushta? Where does Midhushta, where does the word Midhushta come? Huh? First Anuvakam, where does it come? Midhushtama Sivatama Sivona Sumana Bhava. Midhushtama, the first Anuvakam? Midhushtama Sivatama Sivona Sumana Bhava. No, that's not first Anuvakam. Where is coming? Midhushta. Yate hetir midhushtama haste. That is where it is coming. So that is the first anuvaka. Good job, Rare Prem. I know you are paying attention. Your grandfather is happy. Midhushtama haste. Yate ya te hetir midhushtama haste babhuva te dhanuhu. This is the way you are saying. Midhushtama means? Hello. Midhushtama means? What's it called? Midhushtama means? I just told you the mantra. Ya te hetir midhushtama. Midhushtama means that bow in your hand. Midhushtama.